Welcome to 180 Degrees, brought to you by the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland and supported by the Government of Ireland. Our mission is to be at the heart of Ireland's energy revolution.
Hello, I'm your host Louise Ryan, and today I'm joined by Padraig Kavanagh, Operations Director with Core Insulation, and Dervla Stapleton from SAAI's Business and Industry team. In October this year, Core Insulation won the award for Best Small and Medium Business Exemplary Energy Management at the SAAI Energy Awards. Core Insulation are a family-run business that focuses on delivering the best insulation solutions to the construction industry. Over the past 5 years, they have implemented major reform in reducing their energy demand and carbon emissions, and they have set a goal to achieve net zero carbon emissions by 2030. We're going to chat to Padraig about the best practices deployed by Core and how other small to medium businesses might start their energy efficiency journey. We'll also chat to Dervla about what makes a winning entry and why Core stood out as the overall winner this year. So welcome, Padraig and Dervla. Thanks a million for joining me.
Thanks, Louise.
Thanks very much, Louise. Delighted to be here.
Brilliant. I'm going to put you in the hot seat now, Padraig. So first of all, congratulations on the award. We're all delighted for you.
Thank you very much.
Will you tell us a little bit about what Core Insulation does, first of all, I suppose, and then about your own role as well at Core?
Yeah, so Core Insulation is an EPS manufacturer, expanded polystyrene manufacturer. So we make insulation, I suppose, mainly for floor, cavity wall, roofs, ceilings. So our products go to the construction industry mainly, and a lot of project goes to civil engineering cases as well, from lightening the load of concrete or civil works on big sites. And my role is operations director. I'm with the company here 4 years. So I suppose I'm responsible for taking in all the raw ingredients, getting them through the processes, converting them into products and getting them out to our customers, which is mainly based in Ireland and the UK.
And so what prompted Core's journey towards reducing carbon emissions and energy use? And where did you start?
Well, I suppose, Louise, management here always had a strong drive for being environmentally friendly and doing the best for the environment. And then on top of that, there's always a major drive to reduce costs. So one of our biggest costs in the company here is the cost of energy and the cost of fuels. So it started from there, really. So we started off initially with small projects. We upgraded our offices from an oil-fired boiler to a heat pump. Then we moved on to doing our lighting. So we put in LED lighting in the offices throughout the factory and the outside lighting. And then we started to move on to bigger projects then. So the next bigger project then was we had an old oil boiler for powering the equipment in the factory and providing steam to our processes. So that was about 15 years old and quite inefficient. So we installed a state-of-the-art U-boiler about 4 years ago. So that gave us great gains from that. So we worked closely with SAAI on these projects and we got grants from SAAI. And together with, the grant and the savings allowed us to go on to bigger and more projects in the following year. Since then, we put in PV panels to gain energy. We've upgraded a couple of the processes in the plant. One was a huge project, I suppose. We have a big mold, and we upgraded that to a new state-of-the-art mold, and that's given us savings of 750,000 kilowatt hours every year. So huge saving for us.
Fantastic.
That's brilliant. Fantastic initiatives that you put in place there, Padraig, and thoroughly deserved the award. So congratulations to Core.
Thanks, Dervla.
What impact do you think that the work that you've done has had on your colleagues and on your clients as well?
Well, I suppose when our colleagues and the people that work here see that we're doing energy upgrades and seeing that we're making improvements and they take that home and put it in their own homes. So a lot of our employees have upgraded their own homes, I suppose, based on what they've seen here to save energy, whether it's saving heating oil, you know, getting better insulation, getting new windows. So I suppose that started from here with, you know, seeing the savings and the effect the savings have on the business and then taking it home. And then in our clients, I suppose we want to be seen as we're an insulation provider and, you know, we're trying to make homes, both new and old, throughout the country more efficient. We want to be seen as a leader in this market. So they come to us and, you know, they say that if we are doing it, it must be, if it's right for ourselves to do it, it must be right for them to do it. And it's amazing, like, since we won the award, you know, we have people coming in here congratulating us on it. And, you know, surprisingly, people that you don't expect, like electricians or fitters coming in to do a job, they'd say, congratulations, great for winning the award, you know. And you know, it's just reaching everybody at this point in time, energy efficiency matters.
You're very much leading by example, I think.
Well, that's what we're trying to do, I suppose. So as one of the biggest insulation suppliers in Ireland, we want to be seen as, you know, as not just supplying it, but doing it right, yeah, you know, inside our own gates as well.
And You've obviously put in, you know, you've been on a journey really over the last 5 years, but yeah. Would you have any advice for businesses who really want to reduce their emissions, their carbon emissions, but they don't know where to start?
Well, I suppose if anyone looks at their own business, no matter how big or small, if they see any part of the business where it's costing them money for energy, there's bound to be a saving there. So if they're not using the latest and greatest technology, there's an opportunity. So I suppose how do if they're not, I suppose, au fait on these technologies, how do they know about that? So my recommendation to them would be either, you know, look up on the SEI website, and there's a great opportunity there to get a free energy audit. There's a grant for an energy audit, and you can get an expert in to look at their business, and they'll look, take right through their business from the raw ingredients coming in the front gate to the product going out, and they'll be able to advise them on what to do. If they don't want to go down that route, we have experts in core retrofit. If you want to give John B a call or Leanne a call, if you look up our website, coreretrofit.com, and just pick up the phone and call the guys, they'd be able to give them advice on what's available to take forward and the savings associated with them and any grant options that might be available to them.
Oh, that's lovely. I think that's one of the best things to do is to talk to someone else who's already been through it, isn't it, Dervla?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Definitely. Exactly. Yeah.
So if you've mentioned there everyone that's congratulating you on winning the award, Pádraig, what does it feel like to actually have won, and what does it mean to CORE, and like what impact has it had on the business?
I suppose first and foremost, we're very proud to have won. It's nice to be recognised for our efforts, and especially be recognised by SEI, who set very high standards nationwide in this area. So, you know, that's, we're very proud of that. Our clients seen as I suppose, a leader in this area. So I think they like to be involved in this, and it's coming more and more important as the, I suppose, the sustainability agenda is high in the media. People like to be involved with you know, companies that are pushing this agenda further and doing the best for the climate and the environment.
Yeah, absolutely. And you do a lot of work kind of with homeowners, don't you, Pádraig? So in your experience, kind of what are the key motivations for getting insulation upgrades? Is it about the comfort levels, or are they looking to reduce energy use and improve their carbon footprint? Do they care about that? Or is it all just about reducing energy bills? Obviously very important as well.
I think it's a combination of all them factors, Louise. I'd say the starting point is definitely reducing energy bills. Especially now when people see the price of, you know, ESB and oil going through the roof, let's be honest with you. So yeah. Everybody's keen to, you know, make their houses and their homes more efficient to save a few pounds. The second thing then, as you mentioned, is the comfort levels. You know, people, you know, they don't want to be living in a drafty house anymore where they're, you know, pulling over the curtains to block the windows. People, you know, want a better comfort level I suppose are demanding that now. And I suppose the third reason as well is people often use these retrofit upgrades as a chance to give their house a facelift. So, you know, a retrofit can give a house a new lease of life. You know, you bring it from a house that's looking, I suppose, dated looking from a new point of view, looking that's really modern and contemporary. And that's what can be achieved now when you put in new windows or maybe external insulation or something like that. I think other people then are setting their houses and their homes up for their next phase of life, whether it's moving into a new home for the first time or maybe you know, setting themselves up for retirement and to have that bit of comfort there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose with COVID as well, not to mention that C word, how has business been then over the past 2 years for CORE?
Yeah, we were after having an amazing 2 years, thank God. You know, we had a slow start to last year and a slow start to the year before, but the last 9 months have been unbelievable. You know, just the new build that's happening in this country and in the amount of retrofit that's happening as well, it's been great. So both on the supply side from the manufacturing side and the retrofit side as well, like, we're extremely busy.
Have there been any challenges, Pádraig, in terms of, I suppose, just the demand for it, or are you able to keep up with demand?
Well, yeah, in the manufacturing side there was challenges early in the year with supply of products. I think the whole supply chain worldwide got out of sync, but that has settled down again, thank God. And I suppose on the retrofit side of things, the challenge is labor, is, you know, getting skilled labor into doing all these retrofit jobs. So I suppose traditionally labor in the construction side has been towards new build, but now, you know, there's more and more work coming in the retrofit industry. So I know SEI and the colleges and, you know, some of the peers in the industry are working hard to try and encourage more laborers and more skilled laborers into this area. So
absolutely,
I think we're going to see a lot more of that coming on stream, you know, in the next year or 2 years.
Oh, let's hope. So Dervla, I want to ask you as well. I know Pádraig is sitting there now, so you have to say nice things, but what made CORE a winning entry?
Well, what the judges were looking for in this category was a small to medium business which had gone beyond best practice in energy efficiency and energy management. So we just heard Pádraig describe the major reform programme that they underwent over the last 5 years. And I think it's very clear from listening to Pádraig that sustainability is at the very heart of their business model. And they've, you know, it was a real journey for them over the years. So really what we're looking for, you know, in terms of successful energy management is there's really three elements. So first of all, CORE demonstrated, you know, leadership and management commitment, which is absolutely essential to ensure that energy management was embedded in every aspect of their business. Secondly, you know, from what we hear Pádraig describing there, that it was embraced by the staff in CORE. So behavioural change and the culture of the organisation is very much focused on sustainability. And then thirdly, they obviously have a very thorough understanding and control of the technical aspects of their energy use. So they were able to make technical upgrades as well. So for those reasons, the judges were very satisfied that CORE demonstrated exemplary energy management and they were thoroughly deserving of the award.
Very good to hear. Dervla as well. So for businesses who mightn't have considered energy efficiency before, maybe they're listening to this now, why should they consider it? It's not all awards.
It's not all awards. Certainly they're one part of it. But I suppose, you know, Pádraig outlined some of the significant energy savings there and really they translate to cost savings that they've achieved by improving their energy efficiency and also switching to renewables. So obviously that's one major benefit. You know, reducing your energy use saves money on your bills, but it also makes your business more resilient to rising energy costs and increasing carbon taxes. So, you know, we've seen recently how volatile energy costs can be, and a lot of businesses are well aware of that. So being in control of your energy use and being able to improve your energy efficiency, it helps to protect your business from potential increases in prices in the future. But also, you'll obviously reduce your carbon footprint as well. So a lot of customers now are embracing green businesses. And so it's increasingly important for businesses to be able to demonstrate to their customers that they're taking genuine steps to improve the sustainability of your business. And also a lot of, I suppose, large businesses and public sector organizations are looking to their supply chains to demonstrate that they're taking action on their energy use and also their climate impact. So it's really important from a business competitiveness point of view. And I suppose finally, Pádraig described it there, a comfortable, positive working environment is good for everyone. And an organisation that has a good reputation will attract the best staff and retain them. So it's become really a selling point for businesses as well, I think.
Yeah, I think so, Dervla. Yeah. I want to ask as well, Pádraig, so the government and SEAI have set a target of upgrading 500,000 homes to a BER of B2 by 2030, as you'll no doubt know. And CORE is playing a very important role in this. What do you perceive then to be the key kind of opportunities, challenges to actually achieving this?
I suppose the key opportunity is for businesses like ourselves and CORE Retrofit is, you know, that there's a guaranteed supply of work there for the next 10 years. So I'd say the businesses like ourselves or our contractors or subcontractors, you know, get the qualifications and skills to work in this area because, you know, this is going to be your guaranteed work for the next 10 years. On the flip side, the challenges, I suppose the challenges is at the moment is the labor supply, you know, getting skilled personnel into this retrofit business and, you know, doing work by SEI and what the government wants to get to a B2 or higher. It is skilled labor we want and it is people with, you know, can do the job right, do it right and do it right the first time. So we have to get the numbers out and we have to get it out to the right quality, which is, you know, it's a great opportunity for the country to do it and a challenge and we'll all rise to it.
Yes, I think it's possible.
Yes, definitely.
And you've set yourselves ambitious targets as well then to be net zero by 2030, which is huge. And what projects then are in the pipeline that are going to help you guys achieve this?
Well, we're kicking off ISO 50001, which is energy management, starting in January now. So that'll be a big project that's going to take us up for the next 6 months. So I suppose that's going to set our roadmap and our targets to get there. So we're working with consultants to, I suppose, go back and look at our business. We've come so far, but I suppose there's a lot more to be done. So that will be the next. And then we'll look at our transport to try and, you know, how can we improve our fleet, you know, whether it's going to electric or going to gas, but get more efficiency in the fleet. So And, you know, the ISO 50001 brings in, as Deborah says, it brings in all our suppliers or anyone that touches the business in any way. So it's a huge project and a roadmap for the next 10 years of how we can get there.
You've just done an energy audit as well, haven't you, Porrick?
We have. We've done the energy audit through SEI. The results should be back next week.
So. Oh, fingers crossed.
So I suppose we have a lot of the low-hanging fruit done in the business, but
yeah.
There's other areas we're looking at, you know, our compressors. Can we do more on our motors? Can we do more on efficiencies on the line? Can we put in a better monitoring system? So that's the next stuff we are looking at, taking it to the next level.
I'd say that it's always looking what next to do, isn't it? It's not just something you do once and then you're like, oh great, we're done. It's constant.
That's true. I suppose that's continuous improvement no matter what field you're in. And if you're manufacturing industry, you have to keep moving. You just can't stand still, because you know if you do, you'll be left behind. So that's what we try to be. And as a small business, we want to be at the forefront of this.
I wanted to ask you as well then, because I know people listening will be wondering as well, how do homeowners get in touch with CORE if they're interested in getting insulation or just getting in touch with you guys? What are the first steps they should be taking? At what stage should they be approaching you? That kind of thing.
So Louise, if they just go on to our website, www.coreretrofit.com, and see the information there to contact John B or Leanne, who get in contact with them. And there's just some information has to be filled in. There's an expression of interest form to fill it in, and just give us basic details about their properties and what they're looking to do, and someone will get back in contact with them then.
And is there any particular stage, or is it just get in touch when you're interested in upgrading insulation?
Just get in touch when you're interested, or even if you're planning it in the next 6 months, if you want to just get on the website, send in an expression of interest, or get some basic information, get in touch with the guys, and they'll gladly help them out. You know, our application process is quite full at the moment because there's huge demand for this. Just, I think, with all the talk in the media about climate action and what people are really looking at this area, and probably with the rise in energy costs as well.
So. Yeah, and I think we've all spent so much time in our cold houses now as well over the last 2 years.
Exactly.
Fed up. So, Dervla, Porrick was saying there about some of the very significant cost savings that CORE have achieved by improving their energy efficiency and by switching to renewables. And obviously, that's one major benefit. And I'm sure many businesses listening are going to want to do the same, but maybe it seems a bit daunting. Where should they start, and how can we help them as well?
So, yeah, CORE's story is really inspiring and certainly demonstrates the benefits, as you say, but it can be quite daunting. But there are lots of simple, straightforward actions that businesses can take that really can cost very little or nothing and will start saving money straight away. So we recommend that businesses start by putting some fairly basic energy management practices in place. So the first step would be to measure your energy consumption and related emissions and understand where you use your energy in your business. Second then would be to educate yourself on the early steps to take, and then make a plan and just start by taking action. It doesn't have to be, you know, a big long-term 10-year plan. It can be something as simple as, you know, looking to reduce your energy use by, say, 10% in 2 years, and then start by looking at your lighting. Could it be converted to LED? Even is your heating set at the right temperature? You know, are you turning off appliances when they're not in use? That kind of thing.
So, Dervla, can you tell us a little bit about the education resources and grant supports as well that are there from SAAI?
Sure, yeah. So we have a range of supports for SMEs to help them get them started on the journey and provide financial support when it comes to investing in energy efficiency. So, as I said, the first step is to really educate yourself and your staff on the basics. The SAAI's Energy Academy is a free online resource specifically designed for businesses. It offers a wide range of courses and modules focused on a variety of energy efficiency topics. So each module is only about 15 to 20 minutes, very interactive, and it covers topics including the very basics of energy and climate change, office energy efficiency, tells you how to read your bills, your utility bills. There's eco-driving and also modules on new technologies like solar PV and heat pumps. So there's some very low-cost or even no-cost changes that you can make, and a lot of those are highlighted in the Energy Academy. So anyone can access it. It's free. So I'd encourage businesses starting out to check that out on our website. So then for businesses who spend more than €10,000 per year on energy, Porrick mentioned our energy audit support scheme. So that was launched last year, and it's really basically a voucher worth €2,000, which we provide to a business to carry out a high quality energy audit. And the audit is carried out by a registered energy auditor. So it involves an on-site inspection by a professional registered energy auditor. So you get that face-to-face interaction with the auditor, which is really valuable. And then after the inspection, they provide you with a detailed report of your energy use in relation to your buildings, processes and systems. And they'll identify opportunities for improvement to support you in your investment decisions. So it'll go right through, you know, some of the smaller opportunities as well as the kind of investments that you might need to make, like, for example, looking at renewables like solar PV or renewable heat.
Thanks for that, Dervla. That was great.
Thanks to both my guests, Porik from Core Insulation and my colleague Dervla. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of 180 Degrees and have been inspired by the great work Core are doing and might even think about entering the SEAI Energy Awards yourself next year. If you're an SME and you're looking for supports, do visit our website. As Dervla mentioned, we have lots of great support there for SMEs, including our SEAI Energy Academy and our audit scheme as well. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you've enjoyed it, then please like, share and subscribe to our podcast. You'll find previous episodes on our website, seai.ie/podcast, along with information about our grants and supports. Until next time.